This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. A former Air Force combat medic is walking the length of North Carolina. Sharon Smith is taking 2 months to walk North Carolina's Mountain to the Sea Trail. The trail is more than 1,000 miles long. Sharon Smith served in the Gulf War, and she's helping to prep the trail for a larger contingent of veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan who will hike the trail next year as a part of the Walking Off the War project. Sharon joins me on the phone from the Neuse River Greenway, where she's completed 635 miles of the walk. Welcome, Sharon.
Hi, how are you, Phoebe?
Fine. So describe where you are right now.
Right now, we're walking along the Greenway of the Neuse River, just near Bedford.
So when and where did you start the hike?
We started the hike at Clingman's Dome in the Smoky Mountains. And we started on October 18th.
And how many miles a day are you doing?
We're trying to do, 17 to 18 miles a day, but there are days when we've done 25 to 26 miles, depending on the terrain.
And you're prepping the trail for the Walking Off the War project. What is that exactly?
Walk Off the War program was started by a gentleman by the name of Sean Gobin. And he was a Marine artillery captain, and he started the program 2 years ago. And I was able to hike with them on the Appalachian Trail last year. And what it is it's just a program to help service members coming home to transition back to their life. Since, many service members, they can go from, being on the front line and being at war, and within 48 hours, they're back home with their family. And it's very difficult for some to transition. So this gives them, a little bit of time to process what they've went through and try and start their life over again.
And how do you exactly prep the trail?
With the MST, with the Mountain to Sea Trail, what we're doing is hiking the distance of it and seeing if they're, where the communities are as far as for American Legions, VFWs, people to assist, looking for people to assist the veterans as they walk across the state.
So you're seeing if they start out at this time in the day, if they walk 16 miles, they'll be able to get to another stop where they might be able to find some support.
Exactly. So on the Appalachian Trail, it was wonderful, to come into a community or come to a stop and have, the VFWs or the community to rally around the veterans, to rally around us and have barbecues for us, have, a meet and greet. So it was really wonderful to, get off the trail and, actually interact with other people.
Why are you doing this? Why is this important to you?
I am a veteran, and I was at Desert Storm on the front line with the 1st Marine Division as a combat medic. And when I came home, it was a very, very difficult time for me. I was 23 years old and was trying to process some of the things that I saw when I was over there. And I didn't have any kind of support, including the VA at the time. So it's so important for me and for all of us who are involved with Warrior Hike to help our brothers and sisters who come home. Because right now, 22 veterans are committing suicide every single day. And, I think it's just a camaraderie, and it's so important for us to rally around our veterans who are coming home to help them transition back to a quote-unquote normal life. And, Warrior Hike helps with that, as opposed to, service members coming home, having problems with depression, and instead of going to the VA and, being put on a lot of medications, utilizing the trail as, modality for healing is so important.
Is that something that you did when you got back? Did you hike? Did you walk trails like this?
No, when I got back, I went right from, being at war and came home and started taking classes for college again. So I was never really able, to process all the things that I went through. I didn't have this opportunity. I didn't have this possibility. And so that's why, it's so important for me to be a part of this, especially here in North Carolina.
So you've been walking for more than 600 miles. What have you seen so far on the trail?
The trail has been great. North Carolina is an amazing state. It's stunning. Hilly, definitely mountainous, and it's difficult, but the views are beautiful. And then coming out of the mountains and into the Piedmont, you have hills like Pilot Mountain, Stone Mountain, but then you get into pasture land, which is, I think, one of the most interesting parts of this particular hike. When I did the AT last year, you were basically on the trail, and every now and then you would be in a trail town. With this particular hike, we meet farmers, we meet people at convenience stores. It's amazing because they're very excited about what we're doing. Again, North Carolina is a very patriotic state and stands behind their veterans, and that's, the feeling that I'm getting the whole entire time that we're hiking. And now we've been in the Raleigh area probably for the past 5 days because we've hiked Falls Lake area, which is absolutely beautiful. And if you haven't been out there, you got to get out there because it definitely is a hidden gem. But now we're on the Neuse River with the Greenway. I believe it's 35 miles of Greenway, and it's a great paved Greenway that just goes along the Neuse River and heads south towards Clayton. So that's where we are right now.
And will you take a break for Thanksgiving or will you walk?
We're going to hike, but probably not the whole day. And actually a little bit later on today, we're going to be looking to see if there's any restaurants in the area that we should be finishing up that day that we can possibly go to because we'll be hungry.
So you'll sit down for a minute at least.
Yes. But yeah, we'll probably take a little time on Thanksgiving and, just kind of take it easy and rest.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Sharon Smith is helping to prep the Mountains to the Sea Trail in North Carolina for a contingent of veterans who will hike the trail next year as part of the Walking Off the War Project. We'll have details on our website, wunc.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.